BukeandTheGang.com presents The Break Show.
Why is nobody chatting? I feel like I'm monopolizing here. Espresso D says monopolizing. Kicking that shoe right out the door. Shoe. I hate that game. Monopoly. Oh, we forgot something very important that we're going to have to do for the second half. All right. Oh, are they talking about me? Hang on. I think they might be talking about me downstairs. Can't hear. Oh, well. If it happened, I'll hear about it later. Ooh, Powderless Balls says, hi, I love you, Nick. Oh, so that's Brandon. We know now. Espresso D says, I'm letting my goats overgraze on this tragic commons of the chat room. And A. Harvey says, I'm talking, just do not have nothing to say. Do not have nothing to say? That's cool. A. Harvey, are you at home or did you travel? I saw a pic of you. I don't remember. Was it your fam visiting or what? All right, let's go through the show notes. So I came up with this great new plan. This great new app. You guys are going to have to program it, or I could make billions on this. It's for when you're out at the club, and it's way too loud. So it's an app that you've programmed, and it has these pre-programmed questions into it, like, want to dance, or want to bang, or can I buy you a drink, or do you like the game that's on? And you just hold it up to someone. Instead of yelling and burning your vocal cords off, you just hold it up to the person, and it has some pre-selected answers like yes, no, go away, creep, whatever. And then the person that you're trying to communicate with just taps the one of the answers on the phone, and that's how you communicate. And if everyone would download this app, we'd be great. Now that I'm saying this, if everyone would just text each other instead, that'd be cool too, except for the fact that this app would be for people that you don't know, so you wouldn't have their text number. Nick, make the ginger cry. Which one? Let's see. Okay, so we're gonna... Are they playing a song downstairs? You're the kind of woman a man could love for the rest of his life. And I could swim 1,000 miles in the oceans inside your eyes and never reach the side. All right, we're going to look up some Tad Cummins news. If you guys have been tuned into the news show, you know that Tad Cummins is the guy that ran away with his kid. So let's see. Court papers. Elizabeth Thomas was scared of Tad Cummins. Nope, we got no new news. False alarm. The tip about a missing teen. Oh, wait, what's this? A Thursday morning tip that Tennessee teen who... A Thursday morning tip that a Tennessee teen who was subject to an Amber Alert in the state was on a plane to Milwaukee sent deputies rushing to the Mitchell International Airport. The tip came from a passenger on board a Delta Airlines flight from Minneapolis who reported that Tad Cummins and Elizabeth Thomas were on the plane. So he's boarding the flight, right? He's carrying his bag. He's like, oh, it's Tad Cummins. So the person gets to their seat, and they call the FBI, right? They're like, Tad Cummins, he's on this flight. So basically, if you're on a flight right now and you want to troll that flight real bad, call the FBI, be like, I see Tad Cummins on this flight. Guess what's going on? The military is coming to that flight, and everyone's gonna have like a great day. It's gonna be so fun. The military is gonna rush on, be like, "Where's Tad Cummins? Where's Tad Cummins?" And they'll never trace it back to you. How are they gonna know? What are they gonna call or ID your phone and look it up and know it was you? I doubt it. There's no way, right? You could block that. Although I bet you, if it's the FBI, they could still figure out who called. So you're going to have to grab a payphone or like one of those burner phones. Oh, yeah. Get a prepaid phone. Okay. Get a prepaid phone. Board a flight. Say it's Tad Cummins. Watch the hilarity as they rush the plane and look for Tad Cummins when he's not really there. Everyone's delayed for hours because of you. And then just throw away the phone. No one will ever trace it back to you. It'll be like a weird tip. Like it'll hit the news even. Again, people rush the plane looking for Tad Cummins. Let's see. No, that was from about a year ago at my aunt's house, A. Harvey says. Okay. Officials questioned the young woman, but it turned out to not be Thomas. I noticed two deputies and some TSA agents. And then as we were coming out, I saw some news media. So I was wondering what was going on. Oh, the news made it to the airport, too. I saw the news media, so I was wondering what was going on, said Cassandra Miller, a passenger from Louisville. The 15-year-old and Cummins have been on the run since March 13th. March 13th, not long after a student reported that she saw Thomas and Cummins, a former teacher, kissing, police said. All right. So they ran off. They've been kissing. Now, I've got to let you know. Okay, so if you're a girl, if you're listening to this, and you're approximately 12 or 13, listen very carefully, because we've got a plan here. Would you like to never have to work again? Never have to worry about where your money's coming from? Have you always dreamed of being famous? On the other hand, have you always dreamed of maybe being an outlaw? Maybe running from the law, from the police, hiding in bushes, peeking out while the police are looking for you, and you're a bad person? And then when you get caught doing all these things, they say, oh, thank God we rescued you. Here's $1 million to go on a talk show. Okay, so if you're 12 or 13, start planning this now, okay? You're going to need to get in to your school, and you're going to need to find a man. He's probably going to be large, a little larger side, but one of the guys who doesn't have very many friends at the school, and he's a teacher, maybe even a janitor, I don't know. And you're just going to be a little friendlier to that one, okay? And you're going to feel it out. You're going to judge it. Now, some guys are going to reject you right away. They're going to know what's up. But these guys, they're real weak. A lot of them are real weak, and they will fall for this. Turning 13 or 14, they're going to go, oh, wow, a girl is actually paying attention to me for one time in my life. I knew that I would find the one. I just didn't know that it would be a 14-year-old. Okay? So you've got this going for you. And so you play him over and over again. You go, you know, I'd really love it. I really love you, and I wish we could be together. You'll see him after school, right? And you'll sneak off maybe to the janitor's closet. You'll go, I really wish we could be together, but I really can't let my parents find out. What do you think we should do? It'd be really great if we could fly far, far away from this place and really be together. I really think we should be together. Society won't understand us. Okay? So you're the girl, and you're doing all this, right? And the guy goes, oh, that sounds like a horrible idea. And you go, no, I promise I will never turn you in. And he goes, all right, fine. He fell for it, right? Because they're going to. You're going to find a man weak enough to fall for it. And he's going to be like, I guess we're going for it. You only live once. You got to take a risk with a 14. So you fly off, right? You're gone. All of a sudden, Amber Alerts everywhere. Amber Alerts everywhere. You've been kidnapped, right? You're the victim. You started the whole thing, and you get to run off with a man and hide in the bushes from the police and be like, they're on to us, they're on to us. All right, code 8. And then code 8 is you dress up in a Muslim outfit and you go, hello, sir, I am just a nice little Arab girl. Right? So you hide from the police for 6 to 12 months, right? And then this is where it gets risky, because at this point, you're going to have sex with the guy, okay? So it might be gross, but see if he'll shower first. All right, so you're going to have sex. You're probably going to be jumping from hotel room to hotel room, but you're going to run out of money to go to hotel rooms, so you're actually going to have to be in the car a lot, probably parked in some dirt parking lots. It's okay. You're small enough. You can still do it in the car, so you're going to keep doing it. And you're going to have to keep doing it, because the moment you stop doing it, he's murdering you and throwing you in the bushes. So there's that. So keep that in mind. But so you get 6 to 12 months in, and you're just going to have to plan your escape carefully, because the moment he thinks that you're turning, you are dead, because he knows what's happening. But this has been many months. The news media is all about it. Your face is everywhere. His face is everywhere. You'd have to pick the right moment, run up to a cop, Say, I'm blah, 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 and I've been kidnapped for the last 18 months with this, or 8 months with this man, and he's been raping me every day. And then the cop goes, all right, get in my car, get in my car. And the guy's arrested immediately. You're a victim. You've been living it big for months. You're famous. You're going on talk shows next. Anyone can do this. Any girl, 12, 13, if you're 14 and you're pushing 15, you're getting close to not being able to do it. So please don't blow your chance. But this is serious. If you do this, you will be rich. You will be famous. You'll be everything you ever wanted. And you don't have to work at all. All you had to do was be a girl. You don't even have to be that pretty. You have to be, like, you have to be not enormous, but you just have to be fine, like, okay. And just find a guy. All right? Get kidnapped. Get famous. It's the smartest thing a girl could do, is running off with a teacher. What's the chat saying about this? I've been reading the whole time. What's up with Nick being a pedo lately? Last week it was this awkward questions with the kid. Oh, are you kidding me? Michaela. I'm a 28-year-old man. Do you have an equivalent plan for me? This is one of the best plans I've ever thought of. Anyway, so good luck to whatever her name is, Elizabeth Thomas. Hopefully she's found back safely, I guess. And Tad Cummins gets what's coming to him. Huh? I didn't even mean to do that. Guys, if a bundle of sticks is called a faggot, what is a bundle of glow sticks called? It's a glowing faggot. I mean, there's no punchline. It's just funny for a split second. You go, ah, that's pretty funny. Oh, wait, no, it's not. All right, this has been the break show, I guess. Because I don't know where the guest is. Where's... Did you find her? That's off. What? That was scary. You couldn't have looked that hard. I don't think you're coming through.
My mic's off.
God damn it. That whole thing didn't come through. Well, that's okay. Well, I was going to have a longer break show, but apparently I don't, because...
You just said, well, I guess that's the break show.
No, I was going to, but I don't, because the notes are somewhere else.
Oh.
That we don't know, but I do have to go to the bathroom, so the break show continues with you and Puke talking about the latest Syrian bombing. So you guys please give your opinion on Trump having bombed Syria. Please be smart.
I'm for it. I love killing brown people. America.
I'm glad that I'm no longer on the inactive reserve list.
Yeah. Basically, this is the moment that most people that voted for Trump, because they're like, well, we know Hillary is a shitbag and she's going to get us into war, so maybe Trump won't. And then it's, oops.
Oops.
Oh, well. We're all fucked. Hashtag we're all fucked.
Yeah. I mean, I remember from my childhood that, like, war with the Russians was sure to lead to the extinction of humanity.
Right.
And now it seems like everybody in the government wants to do that.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
And what's really sad, too, is the media, mainstream media, that's like, they can't fucking think for themselves or anything. They're just like,
yeah,
they hate Trump to death, but then they're like, oh, but the things happened with the gas or something. Who cares? We had to retaliate. We had to save. Mm-hmm. Don't you want to save the children? We're not going to wait to figure out if this actually was the Syrian Assad guy.
Doesn't make any
people.
Sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, because they were just in, like, peace talks, basically, of, like, stabilizing the region.
Right.
And instead, Trump's just like, yeah, I'm going to bomb a fucking airfield. $90-some million worth of Tomahawk cruise missiles. And accomplish what? Like, we're not fucking... Basically, we've just bombed another sovereign nation because they were at civil war with ISIS, and somehow I think we're supporting ISIS now. It's fucked up. It doesn't make any sense.
It's fucking stupid. I wish that we could just, like, I don't know, just opt out of the whole thing.
Yeah, it'd be very nice if we could figure out how to get our goddamn military the fuck out of the Middle East and just let all those retards kill themselves off. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
What's the matter, Andrew? You're looking very angry about Jalopnik.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a story and share it to the show notes.
Would you like me to search up here? It's probably easier.
No, I got it. I'm just going to share the link with you, and then you can add it to the show notes.
Yeah, but I don't know what's going to happen, because I think Trump, being the apparently a retarded person that he is. My favorite part, though, is that he loves Twitter so much. He's constantly saying things on Twitter.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
How Obama should never get involved in Syria, this, that, and the right. other. It's like, and then he bombs Syria, and everybody's just like, let me just take a screenshot here.
Yeah.
Oh, you're stupid.
I just plan on continuing to live my life until I get the probably 30 minutes advance notice that there's an ICBM headed right. to my face. And then I'll just make peace with that being the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God damn it. Awesome. Did it just send you to the main page? Oh, what the fuck? Just search. Go to the search, wherever the search is at. On this website.
Yeah, I'm looking for it. There it is.
Just type EPA. It's the first result because it's new. You spelled EPA wrong.
Trump administration to eviscerate EPA vehicle testing.
Yes.
So like how did I spell it wrong?
No, you didn't. I'm joking.
Fucking dick.
That's good.
Oh, no. No, it's not because Trump...
Now we're going to have no more clean air. And no, if we're on the break, ground. I don't know. I mean, because I don't have much to say about Syria.
Oh, you want to talk about this right now?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
On the break. I don't know. I didn't know what
you wanted. Why don't you read through and then I'll summarize as you're reading.
The Trump administration has made no secret of its disdain for the Environmental Protection Agency. Clean air, clean water, or the idea of government serving as a watchdog to industry in general. How far will they go with it? I'll tell you. Say goodbye to EPA light vehicle emissions and fuel economy testing, pretty much.
Sweet. Sounds pretty good to me.
According to some pussy named Patrick George.
Oh, yeah, this guy is
Jalopnik.
A bitch.
Fucking hippie.
Reuters' David Shepardson reports that according to a White House budget document posted online, the EPA's vehicle testing budget would be cut by 99%.
Do you hear that?
And the staff that does that testing...
That almost makes Syria okay.
...would be cut by more than half. The cuts would be to the department that certifies emissions are met and that fuel economy claims are accurate. Great, he says. From the story that this guy is alluding to in this article, it represents a 99% federal cut to the vehicle testing budget and would require pretty much shutting down the testing lab, says Margo Ooge.
They should have phrased that it would take away the burden of paying for the testing lab.
The proposal, which would also cut 168 out of 304...
would also save taxpayers from paying 168 full-time jobs.
Bureaucrats, seeks to partially fund current operations by boosting fees automakers and engine manufacturers pay for testing. An EPA official confirmed the document's authenticity. While an EPA spokesman declined to say exactly how this will affect vehicle testing beyond what is assumed here, the document in question indicates the government will raise revenue by charging automakers more for what little testing it will do. The new administration releases its budget in May. So basically they're like, fuck you, we get so much money from the automakers, we're not going to lose that. We can't take a budget cut.
Yeah, but I'm wondering if they're going to significantly reduce testing. What are they going to test? Maybe just vehicles that are in question?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like vehicles that aren't matching up with third-party tests with, manufacturers' claims?
Right. What I find really sad is that, isn't most of the testing done by third-party companies? It's not the EPA. This is what I find insane about all these articles, especially on what is considered a car website, but they're such fucking liberal pussies.
I know,
it's not going to affect anything. People want good economy and clean air and all that shit. And if you're a fucking idiot if you think the EPA is really saving the planet and keeping us all fucking clean air and shit. They're really not doing much of that at all.
If anything, Dieselgate should have shown us that the EPA is useless.
Yeah, that shit was discovered by a university or whatever, right?
Yeah,
we're bureaucrats. As long as you pay us, we don't care.
So. But what's really sad, though, about this article?
What's that?
Scroll down to the comments.
Oh, God, those are the worst.
This is an enthusiast website.
Oh. Yeah, it's bad.
Just read some. I mean, it's been a few days since I read this. But
Phoenix NFA. I don't know. Anyway, I was going to say the dude's name on here. Just to handle. Did the EPA break the news about Dieselgate?
He's responding to somebody. But
how did
basically,
the EPA find out?
There's
independent testing.
A large amount of people, an overwhelming number of people who are like, I can't believe they're just going to let the auto companies be become criminals and do whatever the fuck they want and force dirty cars down Americans' throats.
Yeah, Donald Trump, world-class dumbass and capable of seeing more than an inch in front of his face. We have to wait till January 19 to impeach this lying sack of shit, question mark? Says the 1969 Dodge Charger guy. Like, you fucking douche. If you're driving a 69 Dodge Charger,
you're not passing
you
any emission standards. Emission.
Yeah, eat a bag of dicks, you fucking piece of shit. V8 gas guzzling junk.
I don't know, but
right, it is really sad. So I think a lot of people that read this stuff on, like, because it's well, I guess it used to be Gawker, but they got sued because they're such shitbags.
No, it's been Jalopnik for I don't know, a decade.
No. It's been Jalopnik. It was owned by Gawker Media, right? Yeah. Which is very liberal and all that shit. Right. They own all this other stuff, and then they got sued. And whatever. Jalopnik somehow separate. I don't know who owns them now. But anyway, it's like pretty much all the comments are always very liberal nonsense stuff.
Yeah.
But you'd think car enthusiasts of all people would understand how the EPA is fucking everybody so hard.
Like, even if you know nothing, you look at cars and you're like, well, direct injection. I haven't seen a power increase from that. I've just heard more weird noises coming out of my engine. What's that for? It's useless. Direct injection is nothing but
fuel economy.
Yeah, it makes your car less reliable. It gives you more complex.
Yeah, and auto manufacturers have had to do a lot, and they've made a lot of headway in not gumming up your injectors because they're just getting covered in soot and shit.
Yeah, and then they're like,
I think Ford had a real problem with that.
What about all this 0-20 oil that every car is recommending now?
Yeah, car
enthusiasts
oil
should know that, like, hey, that oil's not good for your car.
Yeah,
but why is it in there?
But it works really great when you're taking the EPA or whatever third party tests for fuel economy.
Well, it works really great for reducing cold start emissions. So,
yeah.
Anybody with a newer car, if your car recommends that your vehicle take 0-20 oil, just know that that's really only good for the first 90 seconds when your car starts up when it's cold. Other than that, it's pure shit.
Yeah, so what do you recommend, like putting a 5W30 in there?
At least, depending where you're at.
Yeah, especially
if you're in Florida.
If you
run 0-20 in Florida, holy shit.
It's just going to come out the sides pretty much, right? It's like water.
It's like air.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen a lot of this stuff. Everybody's so... I mean, but this is typical of, I think, how most people...
Well, then your Subaru Impreza driver is just going to go, well, that's what the dealer recommended, and they're going to charge 3 times more for it. 0-20 is not cheap either. It's quite expensive.
But the government and all the liberal fucks and stuff, like, they've really done their job with their propaganda, because you think if people really cared about the environment, they would do some research and realize that the EPA sucks. Like, the biggest polluters on the planet are the U.S. military, and the EPA doesn't really give much of a flying fuck about anything they create or put into the atmosphere. Not to mention all the horrible hardship that the EPA is creating for businesses and the economy and all that stuff, like... You know, if you think the EPA is great, go out there and do some research and look into what they actually do to stifle all of our goddamn lives.
You know, and I'm sure right now everyone is dying to hear how I'm going to roll Tesla into this conversation. So here goes. I just read a long-term Car and Driver review of a Tesla Model S that was delivered to Car and Driver, and they put 40,000 miles on it. This car had so many fucking issues. But in the end, they're like, yeah, there was some bad, there was some good, but we love it. And you look down the list of issues, they would never, ever, ever say anything nice about any other car that had these kinds of issues. Within the first 40,000 miles, they went through 3 driver seats.
What?
Interior
driver
squeaked,
seats?
Seal, the roof leaked a whole bunch.
Holy shit.
They took it for repairs. They couldn't get it repaired. Oh, and because they don't have dealers, it had to get towed 200 fucking miles. And... just to get, like, a tire replaced, it took 3 fucking days. Wheels continued to bend. I don't know if it's just because of the weight of the car or what, but...
Wheels?
Like, they hit potholes, and it seemed to be an inordinate amount of wheel bending.
Interesting.
Suspension components. Tie rod end needed replaced. Axle needed 40, replaced.
40,000 miles.
Yeah. And this is supposed to be the car that's supposed to be simpler and not have any components that need replaced, because there's no engine with rotating components and shit.
Well,
steel
well there is an
aluminum?
Engine with the rotating components.
What's that?
Were they steel wheels or aluminum?
Aluminum.
Oh.
Just do like your typical wheels, like, go on every other car that's sold in
that somehow don't need replaced within 40,000 miles.
Yeah, unless you hit a pothole in New York coming back from Virginia Beach.
Well, yeah.
But I didn't have to replace it, I guess.
No, if anyone's interested, Car and Driver, read the long-term Tesla review. It is a very comprehensive review. The biggest thing is when the car was delivered to them, Tesla bragged on their website. This thing has 693 horsepower. Well, with the software update, the website now said, oh, that same car that was sold to you with 693 horsepower, it's actually 460 horsepower. Could any other manufacturer get away with that?
No.
Could any other could the Dodge Hellcat claim 707 horsepower, and then 9 months into ownership, they go, actually, we only give you 520. Like, would that fly?
No.
Fuck no.
Here's a fun thing, too. Did you see the some spy photos have popped up, and some really weird things. It just has one central giant tablet.
What is it?
The Model 3, sorry. The new amazing Model 3, right, that everybody's going to jizz about because it's going to only cost $34,000 unless you get the model that you want, which is going to be $50,000.
Speaking of that tablet, Car and Driver tested how long it took to change radio stations after they pressed the button. 10 seconds.
Oh, really?
10 seconds. Weird. For the tablet to react. The reviews constantly said it's like a five-year-old iPhone that had way too many software updates.
Oh, that's always fun.
From day one of when they bought it. I mean, you look at the interiors of these things, and it's nowhere nicer than a Chevy Impala. It's not what a $130,000 car should be.
Yeah, definitely not.
The Car and Driver's was like $130,000.
Yeah, there it is. The spy candidate, they found. They've seen pictures of it, and I think they got some spy shots of the interior, and it still looked basically like the prototype did.
I think it looks better than the prototype.
It looks like it's a good-looking car, but it's definitely that's it. It's skin deep as far as how it actually operates and stuff. Oh, I also saw a report, too, which is interesting, that the big three automakers and such, and maybe the Japanese, Korean, whatever. Anyway, the big auto manufacturers are way ahead of everybody else in Silicon Valley as far as automation goes.
Yep.
Automated driving, because shocking, these giant companies are obviously going to know how to make cars better than...
Oh, yeah.
Because they've been doing it for 100 years,
yeah,
right?
Basically, Elon Musk is out there, you know, kind of ramping up the auto and the battery industry. And when it's feasible for the large manufacturers to jump in, they're going to, and they're going to walk all over the Tesla.
Yeah. And I still love everybody that thinks that electric powered cars is somehow awesome.
Yeah, libertarians, I saw Young Americans for Liberty post today, oh, Tesla's stock is valued higher than Ford.
That's because people don't understand shit. Like, they don't know how horrible lithium mines are, and they don't understand that all of our electricity comes from shit like natural gas. And if you think fucking wind power is going to solve our problems, you're an idiot.
Oh, and also, Car and Driver said when it was cold out in the winter, that Tesla, for the battery heating and the cabin heating, it sucked up 130-some miles of range out of its claimed 253 miles of range.
So you're getting half the range just to heat up the battery?
And you know what the electric car fanatic said? Oh, well, every car's performance reduces in the cold weather. Yeah, an unnoticeable amount, usually.
Yeah, it's not half.
Not 60 fucking percent or something.
It's not like half your gas tank pours out onto the ground.
Anyway, we can get back to the show.
Hey, Nick.
Sorry I ruined your brake show.
It's okay. I just did the first half of the break show, and then anyone can stop listening if they don't care about cars. All right.
Boo.
Poop.
Were you recording? Are you saving?
This philosophical reflection has been made possible by PukeInTheGang.com. Listen to more nonsense, poop stories, and jokes and shit like that at iTunes under Puke and the Gang.